The U.S. economy is still showing a lot of positive signs, with growth continuing to excel and unemployment remaining low. But huge tax cuts and significant spending have contributed to a federal deficit approaching $1 trillion. Is there a concerted effort to reverse that debt and deficit momentum, or have we reached a new normal, at least for the near future? Mark Goldwein is Senior Vice President and Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Budget, and he's with me to talk about the current state of affairs and what could be next. Mark, where is the public and where are the politicians on this when it comes to believing the deficit is a major problem and something that needs to be acted on?
Well, it seems right now like politicians don't much care about deficits. If they did, we wouldn't have seen the recent massive spending bill that passed in 2018, nor the huge tax cuts that passed in 2017. It seems like politicians would prefer to distribute goodies like tax cuts and spending and worry about the costs later. As for the public, they seem to have lost focus. Even if you go back to 2010, 2011, 2013, the public was very worried about deficits. And then they came down. Our debt didn't come down. Our debt continued to rise. But the rate at which it was increasing, our deficits started to come down, and public attention seemed to shift. I do expect that to change. This year, the deficit might hit the $1 trillion mark. I think that's going to be a big deal. We're already seeing interest rates rise. I think people are going to start to make the connection. So I expect attention to return to the deficit, but certainly it's not like it was earlier in the decade.
Even though there had been a slow recovery, we have seen fairly consistent job growth over the course of nearly a decade. But I'm wondering, when it comes to the overall health of the economy, how much of a concern are deficits right now? For example, when we consider the growth in the economy or the GDP, would we have seen a better performance by the economy overall if we'd seen more of that balance as opposed to not necessarily being as worried about deficits?
Great question. The main effect deficits have on an economy is slow and small. So it's not the type of thing you see in any given year, but it's the type of thing that can add up over time. You know, it's sort of the termites situation. So it's possible that had we been running lower deficits, you know, our GDP would have grown at 0.1% faster per year. And that wouldn't have felt like very much in any given year. But if you project that forward, you know, over 20 years, that's 2.5% or so. So it's the type of thing that's cumulative and small at first. That is, unless we hit a fiscal crisis, then it could be big and all at once. But I do think failure to control our debt means the economy is a bit smaller than it otherwise would have been. But we haven't seen really any dramatic effects yet from the rising debt.
Well, even as we're hearing, though, more talk about the hope that 2019 is still a good economic year, of course, we're hearing about recession clouds on the horizon. So is that when you talk about the $1 trillion number in combination with the fact of if the economy, in fact, slows down, which it will, of course, at some point, is that a danger of a perfect storm, perhaps, when we're not paying enough attention to debt and deficits, and then here comes the economy really slowing down?
Something that's unusual about our current situation is typically when deficits are rising this much, it's because the economy is in recession. Right now, we're projected to hit roughly $1 trillion deficits, assuming a strong economy. That means that if the economy does turn sour, if we do have a recession, deficits could be way, way higher. And recessions are the worst time to address your deficit, because it means that you have to take money out of the economy when you want to be putting money in the economy. But if deficits are that high, policymakers could be put in a position where they have to make some really tough choices that could hurt the economy in the near term.
Well, and that even begs the question, would they be able to make those tough decisions? Because we always hear about the phrase kicking the can down the road. Are you talking about a time where their backs would be up against the wall, perhaps?
Yeah, well, it's a tough position to be in, because in a recession, that's actually the time you want to run deficits. So ideally, our policymakers, if there were a recession, would temporarily cut taxes or increase certain spending to try to boost the economy, and then they deal with the deficits as the economy was recovering and recovered. My fear is that the combination of a recession and very large deficits means we won't be able to provide that economy with stimulus. And it's possible that neither will we be able to do deficit reduction. And so we'll sort of hit ourselves on both ends. On the one hand, we won't do anything to boost the economy and get it out of the recession. On the other hand, we won't do anything to strengthen it for the long term either.
What are some ideas for perhaps decreasing or controlling the deficit that are actual decisions that would have to be made that aren't built on economic cycles?
You know, the population is getting older. We've been increasingly large senior population. That's an opportunity. That means there's a lot of people in their 50s and 60s and even early 70s that could be working more and contributing to the economy you know, thinking about more productive aging, part-time work, et cetera. And so if policymakers would look at, say, retirement ages, you know, not just Social Security, but for everything from your 401k to, you know, various other regulations, it's possible we could both get some deficit reduction, you know, maybe reduce the cost of Social Security and Medicare, and also encourage people to work a little bit longer. And doing that would provide an extra economic boost, not to mention improve retirement security.
I was even wondering, you mentioned how when it comes to deficits, it takes a while for it to really potentially impact the economy or for people to actually really pay the kind of attention they should. When it comes to making changes or reforms, are those reforms that could be, if we took them up soon, could be done gradually? And is there the concern that as we let the deficit and the debt grow, that when the decisions have to be made, they are going to be dramatic and really affect people in a deep way? I guess I'm almost feeling like when people come up on a deadline and that's when they actually do something, as opposed to saying, you know, we could have done something about this 3 years ago and started small.
Let me take Social Security as an example for the broader deficit. If we had reformed Social Security 15 years ago, either side could have basically had their perfect solution. Republicans could have said, we're going to do this entirely on the benefit side, and we're going to do it without reducing anyone's benefit. All we're going to do is slow the growth relative to inflation. Or Democrats could have said, we're going to do this entirely on the tax side, and we're going to do it just by raising taxes on higher earners. Because those 15 years that have passed, those options are no longer possible. It's no longer possible to make benefit changes without affecting current retirees or those very close to retirement. It's no longer possible to make tax changes that would just affect the rich. And the longer we wait, the harder it will be possible to even do either, because we can't phase things in gradually when we have a deadline that's so immediate, and we can't give people time to plan and adjust.
Mark Goldwine is Senior Vice President and Senior Policy Director at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Mark, thank you for the time today.
Happy to do it.